PC Podcast 174.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello again and welcome to PC Podcast. This is Pete Cogle and this is PC Podcast. What are we at now? 174? Yeah, 174. Oh, quite amazing. Hope you enjoyed that. That was a fantastic start, wasn't it? That was the Zydapunks, the track that I actually gave away last week to Mr. Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool to play as a first play. Never let it be said that I'm not generous, but that rather fantastic track should be generous, though. It should be given to everybody and anybody. And if you like it, you're going to pass it on to your mates, because I think they're fantastic. That was the Zydapunks, and there's no Z in Zyder, no R in Zyder. That's Zydepunks from New Orleans. Some fantastic Zydeco music, absolutely marvellous. And you want to find out about more with them, go to www.zydapunks.com. And as I was saying to Peter, the one of the sort of stories he was dragging out of me was the fact that I'd been to see a fantastic band when I was still at university, so I must have been 1980, 81, I'm quite sure exactly, but it was a band that were on called Rock and Doopsie and East Cajun Twisters, and they were the support band for Squeeze and Reckless Eric at one of the concerts I went to there, and they were marvellous. And I thought, I wonder if the old boy's still around, because he was getting quite old, and I had a look on the web, and sure enough, found some information. And the information is the old boy died in 1993, I think it was. But fantastically, his son, Rockin' Doopsie Jr., and the Zydeco Twisters are still going. There's a website, and I'll put it in the show notes, which you can find if you go to bkogle.com and navigate your way over to here, PC Podcast. And I'll have a little look and see if I can find some information about it and see if I can get a track or two on the show, because I do love a bit of Zydeco. Absolutely marvellous. Right, I hope you're going to enjoy the show. If you've not listened to it before, it's not all Zydeco, lots of different things. Like this, for example. This is a band called No Seduction. They come from Italy. It's a little song of yes and no. And the little song of yes and no from No Seduction. Rather good indeed. If you want to find out more about them, I got that from the Podsafe Music Network. And if you want to find out more about them, go to myspace.com/No Seduction. Ah, I did enjoy that. Obviously, it sounds like they were having a bit of fun in the middle of the song there, weren't they? Ah, so, how's your week going? You know, I'm in the middle of my week off, 9 whole days off. I'm actually recording this a little bit early, so by the time I get this, I'll probably be completely and utterly asleep. So there we go. That's because I'm going to have a long time sleeping and not a lot of time doing else. Now, I've actually got a fairly busy week coming up, lots of things. By the time you get this show, I'll have been to see the marvellous Los Campesinos. So I expect some sort of show report in the next couple of podcasts after this, because I'm sure they're going to be absolutely marvellous. Did I say marvellous? Yes, I said marvellous with a lot. I said marvellous and fantastic. Quite a lot, don't I? Yes. I've got to think of some more superlatives. Any recommendations? Send some superlatives to pete.kogle@gmail.com and I might weave them into the next show or one or two. Let's have a look. Right, what should we talk about next? How about this?
GoDaddy!
Yes, if you want to get yourself a domain name, then head down to GoDaddy.com, because that's who sponsors this show. Gives me a little bit of cash to bring you some better equipment, some marvellous fun, and, just generally have a bit of a laugh, really. So head down to GoDaddy.com, buy yourself a domain name, time. If you check out using the promotional code Pete1, you'll get yourself a 10% discount. 10% discount on pretty much nothing anyway in the first place, if you tip my opinion. Because of the dollar and pound and euro situation at the moment, it just doesn't cost anything. Hardly anything at all. So get yourself a domain name or two. Buy yourself more than one domain name. Buy yourself more so that you can spend 25 of your good English pence, and then you can get a discount of 20% by entering the code Pete2.
Go Daddy!
Thanks, Heather. Very nice of you. Right, let's have something else. This is Butane Variations and a track called Goldie Hawn. one of those tracks that sort of takes a while to fade out with another 3 seconds or so to go. That was Beauty and Variations and a track called Goldie Hawn. Rather nice, although it went from different effects and different sounds, and it was a bit country vibe, which is different for me. I don't normally have that much country on the show, do I? You can find out more about them at beautyandvariations.com. They come from Brooklyn and New York. Very nice. I'm writing down a few more superlatives here. Excellent, I think I should say. Excellent. Great. Super. Fan-dabby-dozy. Things like that. Right, if you remember, I think on the last podcast I played Max Pasham, a Balkan sound that came from all the way from Brighton, just down the road from me. Here's another Balkan sound that comes from New York in the US. I got this from the Podsafe Music Network. It's called Digital Monkey, and the band's called Balkan Beatbox. Try saying that after a few beers.
Tree, put my track on CD with a beep, beep, beep. All the ladies in the place make me feel sexy. I got that style, you go get the taxi. I drive this town to get the trash to the fancy. Red street to the lens, I'm the monkey on the MC. I smoke the lala, we're gonna take it hala. I smoke Shakhtar Vyala, the highest on the scala. Belala, la, 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 li, li, li. So bring the dance and leave the guns and take it up all the way to Washington, D.C. You know digital monkey style. Chop to the beat and keep it mobile. Straight from the head, I'm coming like an X file. You die. Pick it up, we dance before we say bye bye. Dropping the gun, it's got to be done with fun. Sick of the dumb, people are numb, come the fool and here we come. Pick it up now, shake it down now, your guns are now welcome. Pick it up now, shake it down now, you'll be done to be dropping the bomb. We bring Balagan, we're dropping the gun, it's got to be done with fun. Sick of the dumb, people are numb, come the fool and here we come.
Yes, I enjoyed that. That was good. That was very good. That was the Balkan Beatbox and a track called Digital Monkey. And any more sounds that bring in that sort of Balkan, gypsy, klezmer, or even sort of, you know, the sort of stuff we had at the start with the Xylopunk, anything like that that was associated with probably acoustic music is slowly coming into the electrical world is good for me. I absolutely enjoy that sort of thing, so very nice indeed. I've been sound that track for a while. I hadn't actually listened to it all the way through, and I was and awing about whether to play or not, and I'm glad I did. Well, they're good. Find out more about them at myspace.com/BalkanBeatbox. Now, I mentioned little Clitheroe Kid at the top of the show. Well, this is a track he's played before, I think. I'm not quite sure whether he played this particular track, but he's certainly played this artist. I found that out because I looked when I look in the Podsafe Music Network, so I can't say it's a first play, but never mind. You know, just give him the first plays and I'll just play the good stuff. This is, who's she called? I've lost her name. Sarah Lemieux on a track called Balula Blues. There's great crackles on that track. That makes you sound like it's, it sounds like it was recorded in the 1920s or something, and of course it wasn't. It was probably quite cool, recorded quite new. So very nice indeed. That was the Balula Blues by Sarah Lemieux. That's LEMIEUX from Connecticut, and they got that from the Podsafe Music Network. You can find out more about her at sarahlemieux.com. So that again, that's SARAHLEMIEUX. Very, very nice. Good choice there, Peter. Good choice. That's Peter Clitheroe, not me, of course. Right, let's move on to another band. We're very cosmopolitan today, but I don't think anybody's actually singing in a foreign language, apart from the Xylopunks at the top of the show. This is the Sundayers from Madrid in Spain, and a track called Latin Yeta. It would be easier if I actually had it queued up. Oh, yes, here we go. Oh, yeah.
pruebas mañanera y no puede fallar. Luego al llegar ya veré lo que os pago. Quizá de la barra algo se pueda sacar. Y es que parece que hacer música de vagos, y si no compensa pues trabajas de verdad.
Yes, indeed. That was the Sundayers. And I got that wrong, didn't I? They were singing Spanish. They weren't singing English at all. Sundayers. Absolutely loved that. Absolutely loved that. I don't know if you're anything like me, but I tend to sort of play the eardrums or usually I'll grab a couple of pencils and wave them in the air when I'm playing some music like this. Absolutely adore that. Absolutely fantastic, because it's so varied. It wasn't just a standard old drum pattern. There was all sorts of different drum patterns in there and different beats. Quite difficult, I imagine, to play unless you've really got the soul, which I imagine if you're hot-blooded male or female from Madrid in Spain, you probably have got it, haven't you? Let's face it. Latin Yeta by the Sundayers. Find out more about them at thesundayers.com, SUNDAYERS. And I shall definitely be having on some more from them, I think, in the show, young listener, because they come from Jamendo. And of course, you got the whole album if you've got the Jamendo. Oh, yes, you do. If you want to find out more, then obviously head over to the show notes at PC Podcast. Find that by going to PeteKogel.com and navigating your way over to the show. Now, someone I definitely know is going to be singing in English, well, at least in Liverpool, from Liverpool themselves, Little Name, a track called Orienteering. Never fails. Rather good track there from Little Name from Liverpool. Absolutely dependable. I'm desperately trying not to say the words marvellous and fantastic. Dependable music. Dependably wonderful music there from Little Name from Liverpool in England. You can find more about them at littlename.co.uk. I got that from Music Submit. Dear, the track was called Orienteering. Right, which brings me very close to the end of this show. I hope you've all enjoyed the punkishness of this this particular cyberpunk version. What am I talking about? This is the last track, and I'm going to leave you now. This has been Pete Kogel. This has been PC Podcast 174. Hope you enjoyed this last track, and hope you do come back for some more. A big shout out eventually at the end here for Colin Gaisley of the Ouroboros Podcasts. That's Ouroboros spelled Ouroboros, which is quite easy if you say it slowly. He's going through my back catalogue and playing some of my tracks at the end of his show, and what he refers to is his specialist weird track section, finding some of the weirdest tracks I've played. Hopefully this one will make it into that weird track listing. I've been toying with the idea of playing a couple of tracks from this fellow before. He's called Duck, that's D-U-C-K. You can find out more about him at duck.new.fr. FR obviously stands for the fancy season from France. He's from Moulin in France. I got it from Jumendo, and the track is appropriately titled Way Out. So this is Mick Kogel on his Way Out at PC Podcast 174. See you soon, folks.
You've been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.